From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. A recent media frenzy over an underwater archaeological find, believed to be the remains of Christopher Columbus's long-lost flagship, is leaving some cultural officials in Haiti a bit baffled, since the island nation has laid claim to a similar find for centuries. Earlier this month, undersea explorer Barry Clifford announced that he discovered the remnants of Columbus's Santa Maria ship, which sank off Haiti's coast in 1492. But those waters are well documented as a treasure trove of sunken ships. And Haiti's culture minister, Monique Rocourt, says she's anxious to see Clifford's evidence.
We're open to all kind of conjecture, and we have to find out. It is important for us to know what was discovered, because we have had so many claims of the Santa Maria being discovered since before 1900.
Clifford's find is not the first to be associated with Christopher Columbus. A huge anchor believed to be from the Santa Maria was found on a Haitian plantation back in the 1700s. Clifford plans to lay out his findings to Haitian officials during a trip to Port-au-Prince today. Well, if you're fairly tech-savvy, you know by now that it's good digital etiquette to never use all capital letters in your texts or emails, or else the reader will think you are shouting at them. You see, those last five words were all in caps. And now, according to the Sun Sentinel, the National Hurricane Center is going modern in its lettering. As of this hurricane season, the NHC will write some of its weather updates in upper and lowercase. But there's one that will probably always remain all capital letters in the old style. That's the public advisory, which lists any storm watches and warnings. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Paul Leary.